outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Some are content to stock shelves. Others, merely cashiers. But you, sir, operate the most dangerous machine known to man, the meat slicer.
There's a finger in my olive loaf.
When we ask for a pound of pastrami, Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, you plop down a pound and a half and say, is a little over okay?
Only if I could pay you a little under.
And no one cuts the cheese quite like you.
That cheddar's really sharp, yeah.
So the next time you're holding number 67 and they're calling out number 23, wave your salami and salute to the man who's number one. Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker, a real American hero.
Mr. Supermarket Deli Worker.
Your hairnet just fell into the coleslaw.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, July 16th. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Friday. Sam. What is behind you that's been ripped out of the wall?
Those are some of the soundproofing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We got a little distracted, but something looked a little different in the room.
Yeah.
The shui and the feng was off. It was backwards. It was shui feng instead of feng shui. How yeah, do you feng shui?
I guess the glue came off, so we have to put it back up.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's exciting. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great, man. Friday is Friday. Do you know it was raining a little bit this morning?
I think that I put two and two together because there's droplets on my car.
Yeah.
And the sidewalks were wet.
I know. I was, like, amazed to see that. It means it's pretty humid today.
I know. This is what we call humidity, people.
Yeah.
This is how Texas is.
And it's
worse all the time.
Unusual, but still, I mean, this humidity, you can barely feel it.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No.
It's not that bad. But I think with the sun being so pounding,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, you pour a bunch of water on it, you're going to get a bunch of steamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot and steamy today, you sexy people.
Hot
get
and
ready.
Steamy. There you go.
Get ready. Get ready.
Yeah. Put you in the mood for hot and steamy sex. Yeah. Not you. Not you. The rest of the world.
Not me. You're funny.
No, so you're wearing white and pink today. That's a pretty cool combination.
You like it? It's cute.
Yeah.
Huh?
It is pretty
yep.
cute. Yeah.
Springy.
You're on this cute kick now, huh?
Cute
like
kick. I'm always
ruffles
cute.
Ruffles with dresses. And
I always wear ruffles. Sometimes I roll up in here looking like, you know, fill in the blank. But no, I always wear ruffles. I have so many cute skirts right now. It's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, they're all way a little. There's some that are just too short. So if I lose 10 pounds,
mm-hmm.
It'll fit a little bit better because it'll be more my waist.
I see. Okay.
I mean, my hips, it'll fall on my hips so I can get away with it. So I got to lose like 10 pounds and then they'll.
Do you have like clothes for different sizes and stuff? Like as you move up and down?
I mean, there's always your good old safety ones with stretchy bands in them. No, there's always some that you know, it doesn't really matter. And then there's some that you have to be a certain, like, depending on where it fits.
Right.
Because
I know
of
most
life.
Women have clothes they'll never wear again because they're back when, like from 20 years ago when, you know, they were really thin and they'll never go back to that.
Oh,
you know?
No. I've never really fluctuated. Well, that's not true. But no, not really. It's never been that bad.
But you're not keeping clothes that you know you'll never fit into again?
No, I have a couple things that are like super, super petite. And mm-hmm. so I know if I fit in it, I've made it.
I see. Okay.
I'll do a victory dance and then I'll probably go out to eat with a bunch of friends to celebrate. And then it probably won't fit the next day.
Yeah.
That's life. I love it.
As long as it doesn't bother you if you're happy with yourself. That's
all
that matters.
Oh, I feel good, man. I feel like a sexy.
I feel good.
Da, 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 da. Oh, Sam's busting out. We got to have a karaoke night, Sam.
We do, huh?
I will tear it up hardcore.
I'm sure. Well, let me plan something.
Let's plan, you know? Like an LA Talk Radio karaoke night or something.
Yeah, sounds good.
Everybody can show up. We'll all have like a karaoke off. I'll win, of course, but you know.
Yeah, I haven't been to karaoke in years.
Oh man, it's so fun.
Yeah.
You got it, and you got a little crazy songstress inside you. A little diva trying to get out.
Yeah, I love singing, you know. I haven't done it in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I used to have a karaoke machine at home, and I would just practice and really sing loud. Yeah. I mean, that's what you want to do. You live in an apartment. You can't really do that.
Well, that's actually a struggle for me because I am a singer-songwriter, and so I've got a gig coming up in October for a festival. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I probably need to kind of get up, you know, maybe get some stuff ready and polish up some things and maybe do some new stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always singing about moderate volume. And then it's hard because you really need to practice certain notes and mm-hmm. certain types of sounds, and it's, and I still do it, but I'll get a couple, shut up.
Yeah.
Not really. My neighbor sometimes will say something.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, it does get loud, you know. I mean, I like it really loud, and then I just close my eyes, and I really get into the music, you know. It's just amazing.
You close your eyes, shut off the
world. I close my eyes, yeah. That's the way to do it.
And then you're transported like a little baby.
Because you can really focus on the singing when you do.
I know. I do that, too. Roll my eyes, I go into an epileptic seizure. I'm like, feeling it. Feeling it, huh? Feeling it. Man, it's Friday. I'm excited, even though it's Friday like every day in L.A.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
I mean, it's just this is a happy place. I mean, happy's a strong word, but I mean, there's always fun stuff going on.
Right.
You know?
But it's only Friday once a week. You got to keep that in mind.
You know, Friday is always special, but it's just, even Tuesday here, you can go out and do fun things.
Yeah, well, I don't know that people do, but, you know, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do. Yeah.
Unless
I'm a little busted. Sometimes when I'm a little busted, I have to conserve the dollars, and I'm like, gas and food versus going out.
Uh-huh.
Let's go out.
Yeah.
No.
So in a few minutes, we're going to have Noelle Nick-Port
call
us again.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, she's a cool girl.
And I don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but hopefully she'll have something to talk about.
Well, there's a lot going on right now. In fact, yeah. I got a lot of questions for her.
I don't know. I went through the paper. Not a lot of news today.
Well, there's stuff that's been going on. I mean, the immigration issue, yeah. and I've got a lot of questions
around
that.
Yeah, and they capped the oil spill finally. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the most annoying roommate. I say that because I love her, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to debate politics, but she's not really, like...
informed?
No, it's like she knows enough to... just like me, she knows enough to get herself in trouble.
Right.
But it's like if you and I are having a conversation, and you're like, yeah, well, this is a theory that's out, blah, 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 blah. Well, where'd you hear that theory?
Yeah.
Well, where, huh?
Yeah.
Well, who said it? Well, are you an expert in oil drills, huh? So do you know what? I'm like, really? Really? What do you know? What do you know? But I've gotten so pissed at this
irritating girl.
I'm like, really? What do you know? I can't have an opinion because I'm not an expert in the field. Show me your engineering degree in freaking, you know, oil spills are us or however it works.
Well, now that we've polluted the entire ocean, we can say we stopped it. Or they stopped it. Whatever.
Well, and there's just that, yeah. I've gotten in a couple good heated ones over it.
That's got to be like the worst man-made disaster in a long time, if not in history. You know? I mean, it's going to take like decades to recoup from something like that.
I mean, apparently, I've heard different arguments where some people are saying that the oil actually seeps out on the ocean floor, but it's spread out, and mm-hmm. that a lot of oil seeps out, and that's kind of, you know, again, it's dispersed.
Right.
And that the certain bacteria and certain things in the water know how to break it down. And it's when it's refined oil. This isn't refined oil.
Yeah.
So that it's...
And you're talking about a lot of oil, too. You know, I mean, imagine like weeks and weeks of it just pouring out of there, you know? That's
yeah.
That's a lot of oil.
It is. It is bad.
Yeah.
So any plans this weekend? Anything fun?
No, not really. We have to work this weekend because our... engineer is going to take a break, so yeah, we'll be here, but we're thinking next week maybe get out of town for a little bit.
Yeah, you said that last time. You didn't do it, did you?
When?
I don't remember. You're like, Palm Springs, Las Vegas, San Diego. I'm just bored.
Yeah.
I was like, go! You've got enough cash to fill up your gas tank. I'd be out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but at this point, Palm Springs and Vegas are way too hot. I'm not heading there at all.
Okay, well, what about Santiago?
To a cooler place. Yeah, either there or somewhere in between here and there, too. Orange County, there's a lot of nice places.
Yeah, well, Del Mar is really beautiful. Have you been down there?
I've been there. But even Huntington Beach and stuff, you know, Redondo.
Yeah, the South Bay, really nice area.
Yeah,
Huntington Beach
really
is
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about Santa Barbara? You don't like going there?
I don't like going up there. I don't know why. It just kind of bores me.
Really?
You know? Yeah, although it's pretty.
There's really nice wineries.
Yeah.
A lot of wineries, they have like a little...
Well, I'm not into wine, but...
Why don't you start and get into it and just to have go to a wine tasting? It's fun.
Yeah.
It's like a gorgeous valley that has, you know, all the grapes and then really usually pretty cottage or ranch-style place. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then you just, you know, throw back your wine and have some sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then you get on a charter bus and you're that like, hey, guys, cool, this is fun.
Yeah.
Why, why? Hi, I went to a, I went to Santa Barbara for a bachelorette party going on a, to a wine tasting. With several different ones. We got a bus and everything. Yeah, I thought when I get married, I think I want to get married on a vineyard.
Oh, really?
I think it'd be pretty, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll crush some grapes afterwards.
Yeah.
Just playing.
That's true.
No, but I think it'd be very beautiful, though, a vineyard.
Yeah. They're pretty.
Our love is like wine. It's like luscious wine that's ripened. Oh, the wine. It's drunk off your love. Wine. Yeah.
So there's a couple new movies out today.
Which ones?
Have you heard of Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah. That's the one where the dream world.
Yeah.
That looks
something
cool.
With dreams.
That looks really cool.
Yeah. It looks like The Matrix. Something like that.
It looks really cool.
And,
yeah.
And The Matrix is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
I must have seen it like 5-6 times and I never watch a movie twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was that profound for me. But I think this one might actually be like... A big hit.
Yeah, I think it will be. What's the other one?
No. The other one is what's it called? The Sorcerer something with, what's his name? The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
I heard
with,
that was good,
Nicolas
but it
Cage.
Looks weird. It doesn't look that good.
It does look weird. I think it's like it starts like a normal story and then becomes fantasy or something.
Yeah, that Nicolas Cage, man, he's funny.
Yeah?
I just think he's a funny dude.
I never thought of him as funny.
Oh, really? You don't think he's funny? Have you ever seen Adaptation?
No.
Oh, man, he's hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. He's hysterical, yeah.
Because he's usually in action movies.
Yeah, whatever, but he's funny. Check it out. Check it out, son.
I will. I will check it out. So, in the news today, you know who Paul Allen is? He was one of the founders of Microsoft.
Okay.
So he's, like, extremely rich. I mean, you know, next to Bill Gates, he's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided he's going to give away his entire fortune to...
It says half.
A charity.
It says it's going to give away half.
Half? I thought he said
he said
the majority
give,
of
said,
my
yeah,
estate.
Yeah, plan to give more than half of his estimated 13
right.
point, okay.
$13.5 billion, man.
So he's going to give more than half of that. So that's going to be around 7.
Yeah.
7 billion.
He ranked 37th on the Forbes list of the world's billionaires. 37th.
Oh, really?
So I guess there's a lot of people richer than him. But yeah, 13 billion, you compare it to Bill Gates, 60 billion. That's quite a difference.
Is Bill Gates the most richest dude?
I think so. I think he still is. I'm not sure. You know?
I think it's probably some, like, prince somewhere in a far-off land.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, yeah, one of those Gulf sheiks.
Okay, let's see. Number one spot for Forbes annual most wealthiest person is, and the list is coming up as we speak. Oh, it goes into countries. Well, no, top 10. Carlos Slim Helou. That's the top 10, yeah.
Really? How do people earn that much fucking money, man?
I don't know
and
if earning is the word.
We don't have enough
word.
To pay for gas.
No, I don't know if it's earning. I think it's more of they've probably inherited it or it's been passed down.
Well, yeah, sometimes. But, you know, I mean, people like Bill Gates and Paul Allen pretty much created their own wealth. And there's not a shortage of people like
that. Oh, this
like
dude says here, he says that... his net worth is $53.5 billion. His fortune
really?
Says is self-made. His source is telecom. He's 70.
I know that Bill Gates had more than that, but maybe he doesn't now that he's given away so much.
Here's my theory, man. Money is a gift. Well, this is the way I view it. It's a gift. And on this earth, unless I have kids or something that I'm going to pass stuff down to, which is all up for debate anyway, whether or not I do it. I'm not leaving a dollar to my name.
Yeah.
Unless I happen to die.
You're going to spend it all.
Let's say I die of old age and I know I'm croaking anytime soon. It's going to people. It's going away. It's going to go to people that can use it. I mean, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Like if I had $60 billion.
Right.
Really?
Even before you die. I mean, what does anybody do with $60 billion, you know?
Yeah, $60
billion. Yeah.
Isn't that more than countries have, some countries?
Probably,
you know?
Yeah.
I just think it's really, you know, interesting. It's I don't need it, you know. What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with that much money, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. What would you do?
I mean, you kind of lose perspective. I mean, think of 13 million would be like enough to live on. He's got 13 billion. You know how much money that is?
No, the thing is I don't know how much money it is. I don't think, I mean, I'm trying to think about the things that I like to buy. Ruffly skirts, my fake tan, I like buying that. Uh-huh. I love Chipotle, the salads, and then I just get it with guac and cheese.
Yeah.
But no burrito rice to save on carbs, but then I load up the fat because it just tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I like a full tank of gas once in a while, although it normally never happens.
That does happen.
And what else do I need? I'm just, those are the kind of things that I think about. My world is kind of tiny as far as that perspective goes. So I don't know what billion. I mean, how many Chipotle salads can I get? How many Ruffly skirts and fake tans can I get?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you'll want a nice house. You'll probably want a nice car. You'll want to be able to travel.
Yeah, but still, I'm just taking a small version. I mean, okay, so you start to go, okay, I'm not going to be so ghetto, but I'm going to have these things. But still, how many houses is that? How many?
Yeah.
You know, what do you like? I'm just.
Yeah,
saying.
How many houses do you need? Okay, I think Nicole is calling. Good morning. You're on the air. Is this Nicole?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole Nickpour calling us from Little Rock, right?
Actually, I am from Little Rock, got back in from New York.
Oh, you did? What did you do in New York? Business?
Well, I was on a new show that Fox has called Money Rock.
Uh-huh. So you were talking about money for a change, as opposed to politics.
Well, actually, it was really funny. I was talking about everything from the economy to Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-huh.
matter of fact, in the green room when I was there, Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael Lohan, was in the green room, and we were talking about, you know, how sad it was that his daughter, you know, was so addicted.
Do we believe this man, Nicole? Do we believe this man?
Well, you know what? Looking at him face to face, and there was no cameras, and he was getting ready to go back into hair and makeup, and we were just sitting there, and his eyes watered up. I mean, you know, and I don't know if you can fake something like that, you know.
Yeah.
It was really sad. He was getting ready to do a special on Hannity on his daughter and stuff going on, and he got very agitated and very upset.
Right.
No, he went on Shepard Smith. Sorry, he was on Shepard Smith.
Right.
And he got very upset. They even had to bleep out a couple of words on live TV. And
really?
He is frustrated because he knows what she's on. He knows what she's doing. He loves her. And he sees his child going down a path of destruction. It was really sad.
Yeah,
well, you know.
It's tough to go.
Not to sound like a major biatch here, Nicole, but let me just weigh in, okay? I'm sure that there's a level of sincerity because he is the father of her, and that is his child.
Yeah.
But if you look at this man's track record in the front of the camera, he is like a media. I hate to say this word, but he's like a media whore. It's like anytime there's a photo op or there's something he could show up and kind of cash in and get a little press. It's like it's been embarrassing. It's been
well,
really embarrassing.
Well, but I mean, prior to this,
this is a different situation. But prior to this, he has just been, you know, cashing in and weighing in on her career, and he's not been there for her. So it's just, to me, he wants money.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I'm just laying in some judgment, that's all.
Well, you're just laying it out there, so some people are going to be picking up what you're putting down, so I don't know. But I got to tell you, you know, there are a lot of people out there for, you know, the publicity deal, and that's the whole beauty of, like, even reality TV.
Right.
You know, I do a lot of segments for Showbiz Tonight. And a lot of the topics and a lot of the stories I get are like, you know, Kate Gosselin and her plastic surgery and her Botox and the Kardashians. And, you know, a lot of people do this stuff for media and for attention, because if you're not making news, you're yesterday's news and nobody wants to cover you, and you can't stay in, you know, you can't stay in the media. You can't stay in the eye.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I don't feel the way Kira feels. I think, you know, I mean, he is her father and everything, although you're right. I mean, he's been around. He doesn't seem like, you know, such a great person. But the bottom line is that it is his daughter, and it is in the limelight, you know. And
Well, and you know, and I saw him personally. I mean, this was behind the scenes. I mean, this wasn't covered on any news deal. I mean, this is him sitting around. I'm getting ready to do a show. He's getting ready to do a show, and we're sitting back there talking like two people. And there's nothing, you know, he didn't think I was going to go on a LA talk radio and say anything about it, you know, but I've got to tell you, I think he was a concerned father, and I think he took the media and the quote-unquote publicity whore part of him out of it. You know, he was just talking to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have a tendency to believe that it was halfway authentic and sincere because, you know, there was nothing he was going to gain out of talking to me about how upset he is for his daughter's life. And by the way, she checked into a rehab place, I think in Malibu. Her mother was seen with her and Samantha Bronstein.
Right.
And she checked in this morning. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm throwing that out there just because I can, not because I know. Not.
No, but that's your opinion.
You are so bad.
I mean, I'm just, you know, but I own it. I own it, Nicole. I'm really not a mean-spirited person. But I'm just saying that because that's what a lot of people think. That's the image.
Yeah,
that is the image.
People are very interested in celebrities. I'll tell you, from doing a lot of stuff for Showbiz Tonight and doing a lot of political commentating for Fox and CNBC and so forth, I've got to tell you that a lot of times when celebrities make statements or get involved, people listen. I mean, look at Barack Obama. I mean, a lot of the celebrities got on the bandwagon and had swayed. You know, they swayed a lot of people to vote. So the power of being a celebrity really carries a lot of weight. I mean, why do you think all these agencies want these celebrities to endorse things and their products and their things?
Yeah.
Think about the power they have.
Right, right. And that's the thing with today's culture. I mean, we're so enamored with celebrities that we forgot who the really important people are, you know?
You know, that's really true. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. No, I mean, it seems like that, you know? I mean, it used to be that people would admire you know, scientists and inventors and things like that. Now we're just enamored and pay a lot of money for athletes and you know, and actors and stuff where, you know, they don't really contribute that much to society, but they do contribute a lot to the bottom line of their
employers. Look at LeBron James. Look at all the fanfare about LeBron James going to the Miami Heat. I mean, what is up with that?
Yeah,
look at, like, everybody was like, stop the presses. I mean, people weren't watching the normal shows that, you know, that people were on in politics and everything going on in the economy because they were so friggin' worried about where's LeBron going. Oh dear Jesus.
Yeah, like it really matters.
Yeah, well they were it was almost riotish, huh? That had that riot, had a rioty feel to it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, and look at the owner of Ohio's team, I think Dan Gilbert. He was like making it his personal vendetta, you know, to I'm going to get you. You know, that was hilarious in its own right.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicole, I wanted to ask you, we talked before about the Arizona immigration law, but now the federal government has decided to sue the state. Can you tell us a little bit about a little background on this?
Well, first of all, can you believe that? I mean, think about it. It almost sets the mentality of us versus them. I mean, this is our government. They are suing Governor Jan Brewer, who, by the way, I hope your listeners know that poor governor is having to raise money to defend herself in this lawsuit. I mean, the state, just like California, is near busted. So instead of focusing on, you know, getting industry in, she has to worry about a darn lawsuit. Can you believe this?
How is
and
that
all
even legal?
They're doing is they were trying to defend their borders and protect themselves, a federal law. They're getting sued by our government.
Right. And they did this. They enacted this law because the federal government did nothing to help them out with this illegal immigration.
Well, now, not necessarily. By the way, need we all not forget what the great anointed Obama did? He sent, 1,200 troops, unarmed National Guardsmen to the border?
So that's the effort that they made, huh?
It was nothing. And then what, Janet Napolitano sense? I don't think she did it.
No. She's breaking up, huh?
Yeah.
Nicole?
The other thing I was going to bring up is, you know, Janet Napolitano.
Okay.
Oh, what the?
The virtual fence.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Nicole.
And I didn't think that really worked out so well, did it?
Yeah. No, it didn't. It didn't. You cut out a little bit, but that's okay. I think we got the gist of what you were saying. So,
I have a question though. Going back to this lawsuit, I'm trying to figure it out and everything. The legality of, doesn't the state, regardless if you agree or disagree with the law that they're going to implement or trying to implement, don't they have the right as a state to kind of legislate their own borders?
That's what they're getting into. And yes, you know, yes, on one hand they do, but on another hand, they're saying it's a violation of a personal right of discrimination. Mm-hmm. It's very technical. And it's almost like the Bill Clinton trial where they're hanging on one word and the definition of a word. I mean, it's going to come down to the wire. I just can't believe it. And I couldn't believe that last week on the immigration deal that he didn't have the nerve to bring up that 2 days later that his administration was going to sue the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
When he was trying to talk about the immigration reform bill and talking about how he wants bipartisanship and how he wants the Republicans to join hands and work with his administration to get this thing passed, when he didn't mention, he didn't have the kahunas to mention, by the way, we're going to sue Arizona in 2 days.
Mm, yeah.
That is a joke.
I know. Well,
he's not transparent. He is not transparent. He's not straightforward. He's like a puppet. And I think people are sick of it. The economy, he says, is turned around. Joe Biden says, you know, it's turned around. I know a lot of people that haven't had jobs for almost a year. And I know some people foreclosed. I'm not saying where the economy's turned around.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He hasn't really impressed me, you know, in the year that he's had the opportunity to really... I think he's had enough time to show really some leadership, but I don't see that. I don't know. I mean, his. Do you have any idea what his popularity rating is at this point, Nicole?
You know, doing a lot of stuff for Fox. You know, I'll know that.
Yeah.
Wow. 2%.
Yeah.
About a day ago, it's dwindling and it's getting what voters remorse, and these are people that.
Okay, do you want
to...
Yeah, we're going to...
Stop President Bush.
Nicole, can you call
us?
Can you call us back, I guess?
Yeah.
We're having a storm where
Oh, okay.
But I'll try to call you back on my other line.
It's okay, Nicole, because we got to move on. But I think we got the gist of what you were saying, and I have to agree. You know, I mean, the economy is really not turned around. I don't know what he's talking about. And... like you said, a lot of people are still unemployed. Foreclosures are taking place. And I don't know. You know, although, you know, I've always claimed that I don't know that you can blame the entire economy on a president because I don't think they have that
much
power.
No, I don't think so either. But I think it's just, it's not accurate.
No, I mean, you can't blame it entirely on President Obama.
Right.
You know, and I do think he did inherit, you know, somewhat of a problem from Bush. Everybody knows that. But he hasn't done a darn thing. Right. To really rectify it. You know, this $787 billion stimulus, that was supposed to keep unemployment at a certain rate, and it was supposed to provide jobs and help us. Well, it hasn't, and people still can't get loans, and the banks were bailed out, and nobody can get loans. It's just, it's a laugh, it's a joke.
Yeah, you're right.
I got a question for you, Nicole, before we get going. I'm sure you've been asked this, or maybe you've had to weigh in, the Mel Gibson issue.
That's sad, and I think if you listen to the tape, obviously that was a man that was very upset and strung out and at his wit's end. And if you listen to her end, she was tape recording it. She was extremely cool, calm, and collected. When we all have fights with our husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whatever, we let it all hang out, and we, you know, we scream and do whatever when we're in the heat of an argument. Did you not notice that she was extremely cool and calm?
Yeah.
And I mean, it was so staged. I don't feel sorry for him, but I also think that, you know, I think she married him for money.
And fame. Yeah.
They're doing investigations, but I mean, my thing within is, of course, you listen to the audio and you're appalled by it. But what has he done that's illegal? Is what I'm what I'm asking.
Nothing. I mean, how many times have you gotten in a fight with someone and you said, I hate you, you know, I'm going to get you. Well, you're mad and you say whatever you say.
Right,
you know,
right.
So who knows?
And does she
but
make
I think
money?
She was using it as a tool to extract money from the divorce.
Right.
And is she getting money from Radar, I guess, online?
You know, she's got to have money from Radar because they've put that, they've got the tapes everywhere, and from what I understand, there's some more tapes. So I'm sure she's done this to get a little extra cash on the side.
Yeah. well,
wow.
always great opinions, and we love Noelle. The website is noelle-nickpour.com.
And, you got it.
And Noelle is a Republican consultant and strategist, but apparently you know a lot more than just about politics, and it's always a pleasure talking to you.
All right.
So you guys have a storm down there right now?
We've got a little bit of some weather passing through, so that's probably why my phone was fading out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you need to
but
be in
it'll
L.A.
It'll be all right.
You need to be in L.A., Noelle.
I love L.A. Love L.A. It's great. Matter of fact, talking about politics, you guys have a rabbi that is running for state senate, I think in the Malibu area. Isn't that funny?
Oh,
that shows
really?
That people are really jumping in.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's cool. But and remember, whenever you are in town, you owe us a visit here to the studio.
Okay? Oh, you got it. I'll be there.
All right, Noelle.
Thanks, Noelle.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. Did you call on that like Nicole before, or was it just me thinking that? No, you didn't, right?
I don't know. It may have come out.
Yeah.
I might have gone
Noelle. Because Noelle Nickpour. Yeah.
I think I can't. Oh, that's awful.
I think you did. I'm not sure.
I feel so bad. Sorry, Noelle.
No, it's okay.
Maybe she didn't notice it. That's
so
rude,
cool,
though.
You know?
That's so rude of me. I apologize.
Yeah. And you know what's cool? On her website, she lists us among the places she appears on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You know, I mean, among Fox
She's
News.
She's a cool lady. She's really, really cool.
Yeah. Strategy Room and... Fox Business, and she's all over the place, and it's really cool that she keeps in touch and wants to call in every once in a
she's
while.
She's probably like, who the hell's calling me to call? That girl who's yelling at me calling to call? Who is she talking about?
In the heat of the conversation, you know.
Yeah, Noelle Nickpour. I came with Nicole. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, people call me Kim. My last name's Kim Brose, and people are like, Kim? I'm like, I don't know where that came from. Or
Kim.
They'll call me Kara.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing all that out there.
Yeah, Kara is understandable, I think, because some
but
people
Nicole's
are
not.
Kara, right?
No. Nicole's not, though. You're just a lazy person. That's interesting. Yeah, so I really wanted to ask her about the Mel Gibson thing because of the legality element of it and not really seeing how he's in the wrong other than
yeah.
I mean, other than obviously how he's spewing venom. And,
right.
And I'm wondering how much she's making off of this.
Yeah.
Because I think he threatened to not give her any money.
Yeah, but that's not a big deal.
And they're not married, so she's not entitled.
You don't think so? I bet you they are.
Is,
or the baby is entitled.
No, he said, I'll take care of my daughter, but you, I don't want you.
Right, that's what he said, but I don't think that he's going to get away with it, you know? It's usually about, you know, they take a person in court and they go, okay, well, what kind of lifestyle has she gotten used to, you know?
But does that work when you're not married to the person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Even when you're not married?
Did you know that the way the paternity laws are here in the state, in California at least, that is that if they can't find a father and you happen to live with a woman who has a kid, then you're responsible for the kid.
What?
Yeah.
That's so jacked up.
It is.
That's
but
totally
that's
jacked up.
That's the way it
up.
Is, and I know that for a fact. You
really?
Know?
Do you have a friend that
because,
that happened to?
No, but I remember it was on the news quite a bit. And it's just like, it's mind-boggling. But I guess they figure, you know, they're going to go to the closest people that have the money to support the kid. But that's why you have to be very afraid. I mean, very careful if you're going to hook up with a woman who is a single parent and the father's not around.
Well, they're saying here on, where is it? NBC Los Angeles there's really no suit for her.
Right.
That she doesn't have anything to.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I mean, obviously it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says that her lawsuit was filed last August.
She just wanted to badmouth him and expose him to the world, but you're saying there's nothing illegal about that.
You know, it's still up in the air, but apparently she doesn't have the kind of lawsuit that she thought she'd have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently the lawsuit was actually filed last August, and when he offered to be her talent manager and said he could get her a deal modeling lingerie. Okay, apparently this is a really tangled story, but it goes into she doesn't really have that big of a case.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. That's the thing with, I think, hearing these tapes is that a lot of it is based on people in the heat of the passion. It's really hard to tell if they're grounded and going to take, if they're really going to pursue harming that person or if they're in the heat of the passion. And I mean, there's a lot of jacked up people that if we were to record their tapes behind closed doors, I think we'd be pretty.
Yeah. When people fight, it's not pretty.
Yeah. Well, apparently that was that article I read on, it's NBC LA, actually was referring to her being apparently photographed without her consent with lingerie. So it wasn't about her case. So
yeah.
We still have to come up with that.
Well, duh, she recorded him without consent. I don't know if it's even admissible in court.
I don't know. Isn't that legal? You're allowed to record if you're the one that knows recording. It's that a third party can't record with the two people not knowing. Well, I have a friend coming in that's a lawyer. He'll go through all this.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're going to bring a lawyer in the studio?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
He's a newer lawyer. He's actually listening right now. How you doing, Sander? And anyway, he'll come in and we're going to put you to some really hard tests here. Mel Gibson, Lindsay Lohan. get all your facts and figures
Arizona,
straight. Arizona. We're doing all the hot topics and the real deep stuff right now.
Put him on the spot, huh?
Yeah, put him to the test.
Yeah.
See what he really knows. See what he... they didn't teach you about Mel Gibson getting taped in law school?
Yeah.
Huh? You didn't learn about Lindsay Lohan's nail polish and saying F you in the court in law school? What? Get your freaking,
Yeah.
Get your books
gotta
ready.
Got to go back to law school.
No, I think he's going to be able to tear this thing up.
Yeah.
Two ways from Sunday.
So I want to revisit the iPhone 4 deal here.
Okay, let's do it.
Because Apple is making an announcement today as to how they're going to handle the problems with it.
It's an antenna issue, right?
The antenna issue, what they did is they made the phone really slim. So they had to wind the antenna like around the phone into the frame, into the metal frame. But when you hold it with both sides, which is the way you hold the phone, you get a lot of reception problems. So apparently, Apple hasn't said much about it. And then I read that Steve Jobs did start answering questions, and he just told people, don't hold it that way. That was his answer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, I know.
That's like something I would say, well, deal with it.
It would be funny if it weren't so sad. So I guess today they're going to try and...
More so expensive, right? What are these retail for?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, like $200, I think. But, so I don't know if they can solve this with software. I mean, they better hope so. Otherwise, if they have to replace everybody's phones, like they're saying, they might actually give people like a free case or something, But what if I don't want a case? I want to hold the phone the way it is. And I'm concerned now because I have two of them on order right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, one for me because mine is broken. And and we figured, my wife, it's time for her to replace her phone. So, so you have to wait in line. There's a waiting list of about 2 weeks. So we had to go to the Apple store.
Well, I would maybe cancel those orders or something and then say, hey, when you guys get this antenna thing fixed and I don't have to hold it with my elbow.
I know, that's what I'm...
What, I don't have to hold it with an elbow and a foot to make a phone call. Yeah. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. But apparently, this is going to cost them a lot of money too. If they have to replace the phones, it's going to cost them over $1.5 billion if they have to replace all these phones. But I would imagine that's small peanuts for Apple.
Yeah, man, that's hard. That's a really rough one when you've got just so many people. The supply is so huge. I mean, the demand is so huge, and then you've got
They already sold 1.7 million of them in the first 3 days alone.
Man, that's a lot of there's a lot of little jackets they're going to have to pass out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what do you think you're going to do? Are you going to stick with it or are you going to move on?
I don't know what I'm going to do, but you don't have to cancel it. They give you 24 hours. They email you when the phone comes in, and if you don't go in 24 hours to pick it up, they give it to someone else.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Did you have anything?
So I don't know what I'm going to do, but what are like millions of people that have already bought it are doing? I mean, it must work for some people.
Mm.
I don't know, but Consumer Reports definitely did not recommend it. And that's a big blow to Apple, I think.
Maybe they get a little too eager, a little too, maybe a little greedy.
What I don't understand is how the hell don't they pick up something like this? I mean, how do they not notice this after working on it for probably years, you know, that there's a problem there? I mean, has nobody held the phone there and actually tried to call?
You know? I don't know, man. That's funny. That's really funny,
yeah,
though.
But that's a blow because Apple's worked hard to rebuild its reputation.
You know, we still like Apple. Let's be nice. Apple has brought wonderful, wonderful products. I love my MacBook. I mean, mm-hmm. The reality is we like Apple. But they had an oversight, and it's going to cost them a lot.
Yeah.
But they're still pretty bad.
They're gonna have to fix it. I just hope they can do it with software. Although I can't imagine how, because it's a hardware design flaw. But you know, what are you gonna do? Are you tired? You're yawning.
Just doing a little stretch. Don't tell everybody I'm yawning.
You know, I only slept 4 hours last night. And I don't feel tired.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe you should keep it up.
I was working, and I was so like into what I was doing that before I knew it was like 3:30 in the morning.
Wow, that's very ambitious of you. Yeah. Look at you, Mr.
I did take a nap in the afternoon, which I'm sure helped because I wasn't really tired at night. And amazingly, I woke up this morning and I'm not tired.
That's good. Everybody got that on Sam's sleep patterns. He's doing great. You guys keep it up. Keep praying for him. He's getting his work done. He's getting good sleeps.
There you go. Yeah.
And he's perky.
I'm working on adding a really cool feature to the website, and it just didn't work out. So I had to like keep digging and digging and digging.
What is it? Can you tell us?
Not yet. I don't want to say it until I implement it in. But it's going to make the site a lot more useful.
You know? That's cool.
So yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I mean, I will announce it. It's like not a big deal on the one hand, but it is on the other because mm-hmm. It's really like cool. So I just have to work on it until I figure it out, you know. But
do you like breakfast food?
Yeah, I love breakfast.
Do you know the best places in the valley to go get breakfast?
God, there's a lot of them.
No,
you
there's
know?
Not. I don't think there's that many.
There's a lot of them, but not necessarily on your way to work.
No, I'm talking like going to brunch with friends.
Yeah. You know where's a cool place? It's called Aroma. There's actually two Aromas.
Oh, yeah, Aroma. Okay, I know Aroma Cafe. Yeah, that's actually a cute place. That's more like coffee a coffee shop, but that has good food.
Yeah, you know that little one there on Tahunga?
Mm-hmm.
You know which one I'm talking about? Now, there's another Aroma that's an Israeli place, and that's in Encino. And they've got such great food. You know, it's not like the traditional shawarma and things like that. It's more like all kinds of sandwiches and pizzas and pasta and things like that, but they have excellent breakfast there.
Okay, good to know. So. I'm going on a brunch with girlfriends on Sunday, and we're supposed to go to the Good Earth. Have you been there?
Nah, yeah. I mean, if you like organic food and stuff, you know.
You know I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, not
so
if
don't
it's a
go
big,
there.
Well, I'm going.
Why are you guys going in the valley? Though?
Well, I think for some of them live over here, and it's just easier. And we were thinking about Jinkies, which I love Jinkies, but then they said, oh, let's do the Good Earth. And I was like, okay, we can do the Good Earth.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not that exciting.
Yeah,
they're like, it's healthy. I'm like, I don't want to do brunch for healthy. I'd rather stay at home. I'd rather stay at home and cook healthy. I don't want to go out to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you want to throw down.
Yeah.
But there's a place called Grub in West Hollywood. Oh, it's so good.
Grub.
Yep.
Is that a healthy food? Or?
It can be, but it's not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the lady that owns it, who's the executive chef, she was on Top Chef, the TV show.
Really?
Yeah. And then there's Doughboys, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't handle it. I need to go get some breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually getting hungry right now. For a couple days after I came back from Israel, I was like, since I got up so early because of jet lag, I would get hungry really early. So I would eat. So I had breakfast for a few days, and it felt good. Now it's like I'm, again, skipping it, you know? But it's amazing to have breakfast, I think.
It's the best freaking meal, man.
It really is.
My favorite are breakfast burritos. I love breakfast burritos.
Got to make time in the morning for it.
I love a good breakfast burrito.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to go make one today.
I don't know about breakfast burritos.
Really?
But I never tried it, but I mean...
Have you never had a breakfast burrito with eggs or maybe sausage and bacon, cheese?
Well, I don't have it in the tortilla, you know?
Why not?
Because I eat eggs and cheese and sausage in different ways.
Okay, well, you need to try it with this with bell peppers and then, you know, really good seasoning, maybe with chorizo in there. Ooh, I'm hungry. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a cool... We tried the cafe across the street here, right? But they don't have food.
I think they only have cake. You got cake a few times. Went on a hike last night, a night hike. I did... I ran yesterday, and then I met up with a friend, and we went on a night hike. And I get a little freaked out because there's coyotes, you know?
Really?
Yeah. They just jump out of nowhere and you see like a tail swish.
Really?
Yeah, and the fact that
so
you can't.
So why don't you just walk around the block or something? Why
you not doing to, like a little workout? And it was so uh-huh. sweltering hot yesterday that I I was like, I'll just go work out in the middle of the night.
That'll yeah, be, that's the way a good idea.
It was so it felt
what
so good
though.
What
time did you go out?
Probably around like 8:39.
Oh yeah.
Really nice. It was so nice.
It was actually cooler last night.
Yeah, it was breezy. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are your plans for the weekend?
What are my plans? I've got a brunch, a ladies brunch on Sunday.
Oh,
and we're
going to
wear
cool.
little white gloves and drink a little tea. I'm going to wear a ruffly skirt. You know, hanging out with friends. I've got work to do and things like that. So,
yeah.
You know, comedy things and all that good stuff. You
comedy
know?
Things.
You know, make sure I stay funny. Got to keep my comedy chops up.
Yeah. How do you do that then? How do you stay funny?
I don't know, man. We're about to find out. Just having fun. I think having fun. Enjoying life, working on. I actually need to call my mom because I get a lot of material from her.
Really?
I don't ever talk to her, but she's just insane, and I'm like, why don't I talk to you more? But, you know, for material.
Yeah.
Because she's just crazy.
How's she doing these days? Do you know?
I don't know, but she left me a message. For those of you guys who don't know, my mom has been, I don't know how to say it, but she's just always strung out on some kind of pain med.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been like the whole time I know her, pretty much. I don't even know what she sounds like without it.
Really?
So she leaves me a message on my cell phone, which I don't even know how she has my phone number. But she has it. And I put my new voicemail with Sam and Kara in the morning. Woohoo! Or something like that. I was like, hey, you reached Kara. That's Sam and Kara in the morning. The best show on Lily Talk Radio. Woohoo! It's something like that. And my mom gets my number somehow and leaves me a message. She's like, Kara, this is your mother. Oh my gosh, she's on the radio? What the hell is this shit? I didn't even know about it. What's going on? Call me, girl. We got to talk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because she doesn't know I'm on the radio. I don't want her calling.
Where's she getting all these pain pills?
I don't know,
man. I mean, you'd think at a certain point the doctor would say, hey, you know, enough is enough.
You know what? It's like breathing and drinking water out here. Yeah. You can find anybody to supply you.
Yeah.
No, she's just insane. I remember she saw my comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
She saw one of my shows that I did on her, and she left me a message, and it went like this. She's like, Kara. This is your mother, okay? This is your mother, okay? I gave birth to you, right? Yeah. Listen, I saw that comedy show, and I just want to let you know that, first of all, I don't even talk like that. And second of all, I will never speak to you, never, ever speak to you again. Call me back, bye. She was pissed. She's like, I'll never forgive you, never speak to you again. Call me back.
Is that the message she just left, or is that
No, that
some,
was a while
that
ago.
That was a while ago. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. But she still calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just keeps calling and just keeps calling me, and I just, you know, we talk once in a while though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's weirder is doing Facebook and then weird relatives that I didn't know or don't know very well want to be friends on Facebook, which
really?
I'm fine with, and then they want to chat.
Yeah.
They want to instant message, and then they want to actually have some kind of claim in my life where I post something and they want to comment, and then they want to say, we love you.
Right.
I'm like, you don't freaking know me. Like, you don't have an emotional claim in my life. It bothers me a lot. I had to write an aunt that is related to my mom. So it's my mom's sister. And, you know, she's probably a nice woman. There's probably nothing wrong with the woman. But she was, you know, trying to buddy up to me and be like, how's it going? And we love you and we miss you. I'm like, who the fuck are you? You know, like, I'm sorry. It irritates me. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
I accepted your Facebook friend request. That's it. Don't make me delete.
That's enough. Yeah, leave
so
me
So I
alone.
Had to write her a note, and I was like, look, you're probably a cool person. I'm not trying to be rude, but I really don't know you. I don't want to have to, I'm not going to, like, open up and chat about, like, memories of old that I had when I was 5 years old. And, you know,
yeah,
I don't want to chat about my mom. Yeah, people are just weird.
Now, you're not that active on Facebook, are you? I mean, I don't see you writing that many statuses.
I always like to write stuff that means something.
Oh.
Or is really funny.
And there's not something meaningful every day you could write
there
about?
There is, but I think there's a lot of people that overpost.
Right.
And you get a lot of their dumbass status updates.
Okay, but why should it affect you if you have
because
good things
to post? Because it's irritating.
I
think that you... Well, when I have something to say, I say it.
I see. Okay.
And when it's funny, I say it. My last post said, just got back from Texas. The food was great, and I'm rocking some mean back fat.
That's a long time ago.
Look at Sam.
That's
Sam's
2 weeks
my
ago.
Sam's my Facebook stalker.
Yeah, there
He's
you go.
He's like, hey, Kara, get on it. You're slacking. I need some more status updates. I don't know. I mean, when something funny comes up, I pop in. I think people actually appreciate that more because they're more likely to listen to what you have to say when you're not always posting and it's stupid crap.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Sounds
breakfast
good.
Breakfast burritos are on their way.
Breakfast burritos. Everybody go get breakfast if you haven't done so yet. Stay tuned for Dr. Michelle coming up next. We're going to have a great weekend. So will you. And we'll see you here on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.